Time now on WATD for our Tech Talk segment. Every week at this time, David Snell from AxSmart IT, now located in Wareham, joins us as we talk about computers and technology. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. We're located in beautiful downtown Wareham Village.
Oh, where it's brisk but beautiful this morning.
Yes, it is.
just had on the chilly side. Okay, well, here we are, and let's see. We're going to talk more about Facebook, or should I say, Meta? Is it?
Yeah, let's call a dog a dog. It's Meta, but it's a Facebook division of Meta.
Okay,
now.
All right. Facebook making the announcement that it plans to stop using facial recognition software. All right, so let's talk about this story. David, what can you tell us so far? This is what they say they're going to do?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, Facebook has been the one that has, for years now, collected massive information, bits of data on all of us. And they're holding this facial recognition data on a billion users. There's an awful lot that they use this for. They say that it's for our benefit. But I think they're coming to see that after the whistleblower, there are some things that they have to make changes with in how they conduct their business. So, yes, they're going to be stopped. They're going to stop using their facial recognition software that automatically recognizes you and I in photos and videos posted on their network. And the thing about that is this comes at a time when facial recognition is becoming more prominent. For instance, just recently, Delta Airlines is expanding their use of facial recognition to help check in customers for flights.
Okay.
So it's interesting that Facebook's getting out of it, but other companies are getting into it.
Well, yeah, that's why I was going to wonder if you could explain it. Is this all just to look good? Is this PR? I mean, why wouldn't they continue it?
Yeah, it's interesting. We're not sure. They are saying that they are not going to stop developing the facial recognition technology. They are just not going to be using it at this point in time, which means, and it's pretty important, that they're going to stop using the Facebook facial recognition, and they plan to delete all the data.
Delete all the data?
That's almost unheard of with a company that their business is collecting data. So something came to light that we're not privy to yet, that the use of that data was not, let's say, above board.
Okay. All right. So this is, what, are they just going to get rid of the evidence then, or?
I think they've been instructed or commanded to delete all the data that they've collected using facial recognition technology.
Okay. So there could be a legal thing behind this. We'll have to wait and see about that. But obviously, they're coming out and they're going to spin this as a positive, I imagine, that we're doing this. We're also doing this for you, just like we were collecting. Now we're also doing this for you, right?
Exactly right. This is to keep you happy and well, and working on through your Facebook adventures.
Exactly.
So they're still working on facial recognition technology and many of its products. And one of the new ones is, and I've got a link to this, is a futuristic pair of picture-taking glasses.
Oh, this is, okay, picture-taking glasses. Okay, this sounds like something out of a spy movie. I'm listening, David.
Yeah, so the glasses are going to be released very shortly, probably for the Christmas season, and you'll be able to wear them and connect to Facebook. And I don't know how they're going to use this, but you'll be able to use those glasses to take pictures, and my assumption is that they will allow you to send those pictures up to Facebook.
Nice, okay.
That may be that since you, the user, are uploading the data and it's not Facebook collecting it, it may be the way around it.
Hmm. It was like Mission Impossible, I think, one of the newer Mission Impossible movies. I don't know if they were glasses or just contact lenses, but you could remember that. They had facial recognition that would tell you if, like, the person you were looking at was a bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. And look, the graphics and everything you saw in the background. And
yeah.
You can see all that stuff. All the stuff that we see in these movies, it's not far off that that's going to become a technology that's going to be used by us or by somebody.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess it'll be interesting. I don't even know. I mean, I guess you got to believe them, right? There's no way to really know that they're not using this really for an average user, right? I wouldn't even know if they were doing it or not. So I just got to.
We're not told all the particulars. We just know what the overall scheme of things are. So Yeah, are they going to do it? We don't know. Are we going to know if they did it? There's no way to tell. But somebody is behind this, making this happen. It's not something that Facebook just said all of a sudden. Well, we're just gonna stop using it, delete all the data.
Yeah, there's more to this story, absolutely, than what we know so far. The thing is, of course, David, as you talked about, if Facebook does not do it, it does not stop it from happening. I mean, this still will happen as we go forward. There will be facial recognition software that will continue to be developed and will be utilized.
Exactly right. With the police departments and law enforcement worldwide and cameras everywhere, they're still trying to get that perfected so that it will recognize accurately, because we've had problems with the accuracy in the past. So let's see where we go with this. I don't know.
All right. Well, David's got all the information here, the latest on Facebook saying it plans on stopping using facial recognition software, and also says it plans to delete all the data it has gathered through the years. David, where can people go to read more?
Well, go to my website, actsmartit.com, and click on my blog link.
David Snell at actsmartit.com. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too.